The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now, the Christmas party season continues this weekend with many people out celebrating with friends and family and colleagues. But what happens if you were going home or if you were out and the night turned sour and somebody turned on you, somebody attacked you, somebody decided to pick a fight when you didn't want to pick a fight at all? There have been reports of a number of assaults in recent weeks. So to talk about that, we're joined by Aidan Carroll, who is the founder of Hard Target Self-Defence Academy, which is in Donabate in Dublin. Aidan, good evening to you.
Jonathan, good evening. How are you?
Have you had a lot of interest from people who want to look after themselves if something goes wrong in a night out?
Oh, absolutely, Jonathan. We're long established here at the Academy. So, yes, I mean, that's something we get asked a lot, particularly now with the party season upon us. So, yes, it's something we would get a lot, you know, the do's and the don'ts, what they should do when they're out and about and so on. The first thing which we found is paramount, we always teach all our classes and courses, Jonathan, is to listen to that intuition. So rather than looking for, you know, a cure, let's look at the prevention first. So that's always the first messenger that something's not quite right. That's that intuition that we all know, but we often deny it. And of course, that's often impeded then as well, of course. The cognition could be impeded, you know, your motor skills could be impeded when the alcohol, there's too much alcohol in the bloodstream. So intuition being the first messenger that something's not quite right. And the beauty of that, Jonathan, as well, is when we sense that something's not quite right, we should never deny it, cross-examine it. It's the red flag. You know, we often go into denial about that. But we should never, ever do that. Something's not quite right. I don't need to know what it is. I often say it's like getting from A to Z without stopping in between. Something's not quite right, but I don't know what it is. Always listen to that. Never deny it. That's the first thing. So prevention rather than any cure. Intuition is this genetically inherent gift that we all have. But again, it won't be firing on all four cylinders if you've too much alcohol in your system. So that's going to be a major problem, of course.
So that sixth sense that the sixth sense that your man over there is definitely throwing shapes and I want to get out of there, don't ignore it.
Exactly. I mean, something I say all the time, Jonathan, 99.9%, that's a big percentage of physical altercations can be avoided. If you dissipate the ego and watch your alcohol intake, this is hugely important. Because, you know, our awareness skills, you know, our common sense, that will all be impeded, Jonathan, if we've too much alcohol in our system. People will be sick of hearing me saying this. But, you know, the vast majority of people that have come in here, survivors of attack, sexual assault, bullying, hectoring, everything else we deal with here, you know, there's alcohol involved nearly all the time. So we're not telling anybody what to do, but just know your limitations, know your capabilities. It's so, so important.
I mean, the obvious thing to do is to get out of the situation.
Absolutely. Avoidance. I mean, if you're aware, Jonathan, you can be aware of the situation, so then you can avoid. So again, without harping on about it, how aware will you be? You know, do you know your limitations with the alcohol? So it doesn't matter how much training you have. It doesn't matter how intuitive you are. It doesn't matter what skills you have. They will all be impeded. You won't be able to access that part of your brain with too much alcohol in your system. So, you know, let's look at the prevention rather than the cure. We don't really want to be doing self-defense skills. We teach them. They're there as a last resort, but we shouldn't be relying on them. We should be really proficient at self-protection as opposed to self-defense. But, of course, it's nice to know both, and that's what we teach here.
So if you get into a situation whereby somebody is coming to attack you or somebody is going to attack you and avoidance is no longer an option,
sure,
what should you do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you feel it, the attack is imminent. You don't need any more information, Jonathan. You know it's about to happen. We cannot wait to be attacked. You know, the law stands by us in that. We don't wait to be attacked. We're not waiting for confirmation of a punch to the head or, you know, the blade to the body or whatever it would be. We're not waiting for that. So if you have all that information, you realize the attack is imminent, you must preemptively strike. You get to the bad guy before he gets to you. And this is something we teach. Now, we walk off a force continuum, walking within the legal perimeters and so on. But again, we have to think about the context of the situation. You know, what type of predator are we dealing with here? Is this a sinister predator, you know, that's trying to maybe move you to a secondary location? Is this, you know, just some drunken idiot, we'll say, who bumped off you in a bar looking for a fight and so on? Just walk away, have nothing to do with it. So it really depends on the type of predator we're dealing with. What tool will we use, so to speak? What options do we have there? So that's very important. It's not all one size fits all. Different tools for different jobs, if that makes sense.
Okay. And in that situation, if the other person is bigger than you, if they're more aggressive as a result of alcohol or drugs?
Sorry, there's nothing to do with it. I close my doors of tomorrow. I want your listeners to understand that. What we teach here has nothing to do with size. Picture this. Picture this, Jonathan. You're being approached by a bad guy, a predator. When I say bad guy, I'm not being politically incorrect. I'm being statistically correct. You can imagine you know the attack is imminent. If you were to take up an aggressive stance in front of me, raise your fist, you know, tell me what you're going to do to me, you've given away the element of surprise there. So you can imagine you're a smaller person, as you said, absolutely, that can be the case. The bad guy is a lot bigger than you. And you take up this strong stance, a strong base, you have your hands up about chest height, and your hands are extended, protecting your personal space. Get a visual of that. Your hands are extended, protecting your personal space. But here's the key detail, Jonathan. You're showing me your palms. You're not showing me your fists. So you're walking from that position. You're walking from that. We never walk from an aggressive position. If we know the attack is going to be imminent, we have to use that ruse. We have to use that deception. And we ask a question before we defend ourselves. Do you get the picture I'm talking about there? Do you understand that position?
Yeah, okay, I understand that. It's the same way you'd approach if there's a dog coming at you and you don't know whether the dog's going to attack you or not. You put your hands out and you're not prone, but you're kind of trying to say there's no threat here, back off.
Yes, exactly.
But if the fella opposite you is nuts and he's coming for you, if you're standing there with your hands out, what good are they to you?
Yeah, so you're protecting that space, Jonathan, between you and the bad guy. And again, it's obviously hard for your listeners to visualise that maybe on the radio, but if you think, you know, the most common assault, you know, the punch to the head, sadly, the most common assault, and you will flinch, of course, your flight or fight will kick in, you'll be under massive adrenaline stress. You think about it, you're only safe all the way out. That's two or more arm lengths, but maybe we can't, as you say, you know, that avenue to escape is not available. So the only other place we're safe is all the way in. So we've got to get all the way in and control the bad guy from that position. But again, you know, that has to be trained. It is something we train. It doesn't take years of training. I just want your listeners to know that. It doesn't take years of training. This is not a martial art we're teaching. It's self-defense.
Now, I think I have to say, thankfully, most people will go home and their night out will have been fine. And we are dealing with that extreme event where something goes wrong. And I think everybody listening right now will put their hand on their heart and say there's been at least one point when they were out where they felt exceptionally uncomfortable. They were at risk. I remember when I was a lot younger, outside the back of a nightclub, and there was fellas kicking off, and one of them grabbed a hood that was with me and started dragging me with them. And I'm going, I'm not getting involved in this. And I had to try and extract myself from that. But it's different for men and women, because men probably feel more safe in certain environments than women would be. So is there anything that women specifically can do, be it in terms of technology or behaviour or attitude, that might put off somebody who's decided tonight's the night to attack?
Well, you've touched on something there, John, which is very interesting. I'll just go back to something you said there. You said about the difference of men and women and how they may perceive a situation. And I would agree with you, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I'm 20 years teaching this, and I believe women's intuition is that bit stronger. Now, I've no, you know, data or such to back that up, but just from talking to so many men and women over the years. And think about it, Jonathan, if you're in a crowded environment and the woman is in the crowded environment, I believe women's intuition is that bit stronger. The antenna is up a little bit more, because a lot of men often think, of course, there's an exception to every rule, but just generalizing, you know, I'm a bigger, stronger man, I'm physical and so on. And we often probably rely on that, where, you know, we're not relying on intuition, if that makes sense. So I do believe women's intuition is often that bit stronger when it comes to situations like that.
So what should they do? One of the great tricks is, if they're walking, be on the phone talking to a friend, or, you know, sit into a taxi cab. Oh, I'm after getting into John Murphy's cab here, I'm driving home.
But you're saying if you're in the taxi.
Yeah, well, it's not, I'm not singling out taxi, but, you know, that type of activity, or just kind of make sure there's somebody listening to you knows where you are.
Yeah, again, yeah, not bad practice. You know, you're in the car, ring a friend, ring a family member, and maybe keep them on the phone for the journey. Absolutely. These are all good measures, Jonathan, you know, that we recommend. But we also say, you know, but we're not relying on that. They're good. They can supplement it. But you be your own bodyguard. That's important.
Okay, Aidan, we leave it there. Aidan Carroll, founder of the Hard Target Self-Defence Academy. HardTargetSelfDefence.com is your website. Here's hoping no one will have to use any of the tricks that you've taught them over the last little while, Aidan. Thank you very much for that. Look, if somebody attacks you, they're the ones at fault. What we're talking about is how you might go about preparing yourself for that situation that you do not visit upon yourself, but is visited upon you by others. 53106, the number for your text messages.